And that's the thing about O.J. Simpson. His personality was effervescent. There was something likable about the guy and the way he related to us all. But O.J. Simpson, in my view, was a killer. He was a double murderer, just as that civil jury said.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Authentically Us. My name is Lene. Thank you for joining us. So O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76, just a few days ago, of cancer. So let's talk about it. Before we get started, I ask that you please like the video and please leave some comments too. I would love to hear your opinions on this particular topic. Thank you. Prior to 1994, I had no idea who O.J. Simpson was. I'm too young to remember his football career where he set many records. And little did I know back then of the impact that the O.J. Simpson case and trial would have on the world. There were a lot of racial tensions even back then around the country, and a lot of it during that particular time was involving the LAPD. Just 3 years before, in 1991, the video of those police officers, LAPD police officers, beating Rodney King, caught on video. And prior to that, the group NWA, and a lot of their songs, their lyrics spoke of police brutality, mainly involving the LAPD. And no one really believed it up until that video of Rodney King was released. And that same year, there was a young girl, only 15, Natasha Harlins, who lost her life in a store while buying orange juice. It was the owner, or a relative of the owner, who shot her. And she was only sentenced to do community service. And in 1992, when those LAPD officers who were caught on video beating Rodney King were acquitted, the LA riots happened. So there were a lot of racial tensions surrounding the LAPD at the time. This case, the O.J. Simpson trial, was a lot bigger than O.J. Simpson. So in 1994, one morning, you know, I'm 12 going on 13 in June of 1994, and I believe it was a Monday morning, maybe it was a news broadcast, that I heard that there was a double murder in Los Angeles involving Nicole Brown Simpson, wife of O.J. Simpson, or former wife of O.J. Simpson, and Ron Goldman, her friend. And the prime suspect in the double murder was none other than O.J. Simpson. And we all know about the police chase. That was groundbreaking. We had never seen a live event, a live police chase of a celebrity unfold on national TV right before our eyes until 1994. And those who were locals in LA were out on the interstate, on the street, cheering for OJ. And there were some who were against it, trying to stop the chase, or stop him, block him. I know he was scared. You know, he's a prime suspect in the double murder. He's known and loved around the world by millions of people, millions of fans. And now this? I'm not saying that O.J. Simpson was a great guy. To me, he always seemed like the type of guy who always had to be the loudest one in the room, the life of the party. And I also learned about a domestic violence dispute that had happened between him and Nicole Brown Simpson a few years before. I did read Caitlyn Jenner's book back in 2017, and she did mention some things about O.J. Simpson. And she mentioned how Nicole felt about O.J. She didn't really think very highly of him at all, because I don't think he was a good husband to her, but I do think that he was a good father to his children with her. So we all know about the crime scene, the gruesome crime scene. I don't know if you guys know this, but that crime scene was contaminated. Right from the start. Probably by the LAPD. So OJ, he did plead not guilty in his arraignment in July of 1994. But this story took off. Everyone was talking about OJ Simpson's, from news reports, magazines, even talk shows like Geraldo were obsessed with OJ Simpson. It was non-stop, OJ this, OJ that. I can remember a time, it was during the summer of 1994, we were on our way to some flea market in Florida, and on the local radio station that morning, someone had sent in a tape signed, "Play This Tape." So the DJs on the radio station, they played the tape, and a lady had recorded a song about OJ. She was saying, "Oh, OJ," or something like that. She wasn't saying much, but she kept saying OJ's name, I remember. I'm wondering if that tape or that recording is still out there somewhere. And I knew then that this was a big deal. This was a case, a trial that probably would not be ending soon. And boy, was I right. So the trial began in January of 1995. By that time, I had heard enough about OJ. I was sick of and tired of hearing about OJ Simpson. I was just ready for everything to just be done and over with. I didn't watch the trial, but looking back in hindsight, I wish I could have watched the trial more and paid less attention to the news reports and what the tabloid headlines were saying at the grocery store line. It seemed like they were ignoring a lot of the evidence and the alibi that O.J. Simpson had, because I think during that time, he was on his way to Chicago, and there's no way that he could have cleaned up that quickly and been on a flight to Chicago. Maybe he did have some involvement in the murders. I don't know. But I don't think he actually murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. It just doesn't add up. The trial lasted for 11 months. Like I said, this trial was long and drawn out. But OJ, he was lucky because he had an all-star team of lawyers, like the late Johnny Cochran, the late Robert Kardashian, F. Lee Bailey, Robert Blasier, Sean Chapman Hawley, Robert Shapiro, and Alan Dershowitz were known collectively as the Dream Team of lawyers. So he had the resources to have the best defense possible, because Johnny Cochran had represented Michael Jackson not too long before. But during that time, during the trial, in my computer class that year, this is probably around March of 1995, I think I was about in the 8th grade. One of our assignments for that class was to type a paper on our old IBM computers with the floppy disk. And the paper was about, should or shouldn't the O.J. Simpson trial be televised? I don't think I have that paper anymore, but I was probably against it because, like I said, the news was nonstop. And I didn't want to pay attention to the trial because I was just so sick and tired of hearing about O.J. Simpson. But I know there are a lot of you out there who did, in fact, watch the trial and who probably paid less attention to the news. And you probably came to a different conclusion whether or not he was guilty or not guilty. The O.J. Simpson story, the O.J. Simpson case, trial, it dominated the tabloids and the airwaves. And we didn't have internet back then, really. So, it was a crazy time, it really was. And we were limited to news or newspapers or TV for getting our news and learning about the facts of this case. There was a guy named Mark Furman. He was actually the lead detective for the LAPD at the time. And when he was called to the stand during the trial, He pleaded the fifth on every question that they asked him. Now, why would he do that? Let's take a look at that.
Detective Furman, would you please resume the witness stand? All right, good afternoon, Detective.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
You're reminded, sir, that you are still under oath. Mr. Ullman, you may proceed.
Detective Furman, was the testimony that you gave in this case completely truthful?
I wish to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Have you ever falsified a police report?
I wish to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Is it your intention to assert your Fifth Amendment privilege with respect to all questions that I ask you?
Yes.
I only have one other question.
What was that, Mr.
Detective Furman, did you plant or manufacture any evidence in this case?
I assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Well, how about that? Mark Furman. I didn't see this video back in 1995 because I didn't watch the trial. I just learned about this just a few days ago. This was the turning point, one of the turning points in the case. I did not know about Mark Furman's testimony back in 1995. I just recently learned about this a few days ago. This was the turning point in the case. This is what led to O.J. Simpson being found not guilty. He was obviously hiding something and didn't want information to come out about how crooked he is. And Mark Furman now works as a forensics crime expert for Fox News. So this guy is still out there, gainfully employed in law enforcement. And the fact that Mark Furman still has a job, and there was Cato Kalin, who was O.J. Simpson's house guest at the time, who was an aspiring actor who wanted to be a movie star. He actually took the stand too and testified during the trial. I didn't watch his testimony, but I remember when all of that was taking place. Like I said, by that time, I was just so sick and tired of hearing about the O.J. Simpson trial. So I remember the final day of the verdict on October 3rd, 1995. I was 14 years old in science class at the time. And we had a great teacher. He allowed us to watch the verdict. The whole world was watching. Everyone was glued to the TV when the verdict had been read. Honestly, back then, I thought that O.J. may have had some involvement in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but I didn't feel like he actually did it, that he actually committed the murder himself. And he was on trial for committing the murder.
California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. Superior Court of the State of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Ronald Lyle Goldman, a human being, as charged in count two of the information. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, further find the special circumstance that the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, has in this case been convicted of at least one crime of murder of the first degree and one or more crimes of murder of the first or second degree to be not true. Signed this second day of October 1995, juror 230. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is this your verdict? So say you one, so say you all.
All right, counsel, Mr. Simpson, would you be seated, please? Let's have a quiet in the courtroom, please. All right, Mrs. Robertson, would you please poll the jurors?
Poll the jury. Juror number one, as to count one, is this your verdict? Juror number two, as to count one, is this your verdict? Juror number three, as to count one, is this your verdict? Juror number four, as to count one, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror number five, as.
So those of us who were around in 1995 remember exactly where we were and how we were feeling when this verdict came out. I can remember in my class that afternoon, a lot of the Black students were happy. They were cheering. There was a group of girls, I think, either sitting next to me or a couple of rows in front of me. And there was another kid, I believe his name was Glenn. He said something really nasty about OJ and that he was a murderer. But I just felt, even back then as a 14-year-old kid, that he did not commit these murders. Sure, he may have had some involvement, but he didn't actually do it. And recently I learned that Nicole Brown Simpson, that she may have been involved with drugs and alcohol too, and Ron Goldman also. And where he was working at the time, I don't think they mentioned this either, but there was a person that was murdered, an employee, I believe, that was murdered in the same way just a couple of months before. So maybe it was connected to his workplace, and maybe they were targeting him, but because she was with him at the time, then she ended up losing her life too. I don't think that she and OJ had a good relationship, though, because I think he was probably upset that he didn't really like her lifestyle and that her kids, or his their kids, were around that lifestyle of hers. She did not deserve to lose her life, neither did Ron Goldman. But Ron Goldman was a young guy at the time, and he was a big guy in pretty good shape, pretty decent shape. And O.J. Simpson, he was middle-aged. He was 47 in 1994. So Ron Goldman could have easily overpowered O.J., most likely. But that wasn't enough. You know, there were a lot of people that were upset. This trial was bigger than O.J. Simpson. The fact that a Black man actually had a fair trial based on the evidence and was acquitted. And there was also the glove that O.J. tried on. If the glove doesn't fit, then you must acquit. The Johnny Cochran saying. That was another turning point in the trial. And then there's Megyn Kelly, who said something really nasty about O.J. the day that the news came out about his passing. She accused him of murder and said that he was a murderer. Let's hear what Megyn Kelly had to say.
Not for the crime, but in payment of an earlier one. He was released in 2017 for good behavior and went on to have a rather large presence on social media, posting videos like the ones I showed you, where he's all smiles, he's in good humor. And that's the thing about O.J. Simpson. His personality was effervescent. There was something likable about the guy and the way he related to us all. But O.J. Simpson, in my view, was a killer. He was a double murderer, just as that civil jury said. And the fact that he had great lawyers who pointed out some failings of the prosecution in its case, that didn't change that. Not for me and not for millions of Americans. I'm sorry, but I don't think you can look back at this man's legacy and remember much more than that. Yeah, he was a great football player. He was a good actor. He had a great personality. And he killed brutally two people, including the mother of his very young children. And that is what most of us will remember O.J. Simpson for.
And that is what Megyn Kelly had to say about OJ. That's how she felt. But I don't think OJ did it, and there is a chance that he may have been involved, but I think there's also a good chance that he was not involved and that someone else actually committed the murders, the double murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And there was a guy, I don't have his name, but he actually came out and admitted to committing these murders. I don't think he had all of his faculties. I don't think he was completely sane, and they didn't believe him, but maybe he's telling the truth. And if O.J. Simpson is guilty, he'll have to stand before God and face judgment. But I don't think he is guilty. I don't think he committed these crimes. Was he a great guy? Was he a nice guy? A good guy? I don't know. You can decide that. I didn't know him. I don't think he was a good husband to Nicole Brown Simpson, but he did seem like a great father to his children. Thank you for watching, everyone.
O.J. Simpson, in a knit cap from two blocks away, is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.